Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody. And thank you very much to a very popular former First Lady, hopefully First Lady again. And I just want to say a very big hello to a special place, New York, and to an incredible arena, Madison Square Garden. Incredible. And then we have all of the people that could fill it up 10 times. You take a look at outside what's going on all the way down to the river, the beautiful, beautiful Hudson River. They're outside watching this now at levels that nobody's ever seen before. They've never had it. And I want to thank Jim Dolan. He's been incredible. He's been just incredible. The job they've done. Job they've done. Thank you. But I'm thrilled to be back in the city I love, and thousands of proud, hardworking American patriots, you're with me. We're all together. We've always been together. And I'd like to begin by asking a very simple question. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? I'm here today with a message of hope for all Americans. With your vote in this election, I will end inflation. I will stop the invasion of criminals coming into our country. And I will bring back the American dream. We need the American dream to come back home. Our country will be bigger, better, bolder, richer, safer, and stronger than ever before. This election is a choice between whether we will have 4 more years of gross incompetence and failure, or whether we will begin the 4 greatest years in the history of our country. We will achieve success that no one can imagine. We will have the strongest economy, the most secure borders, the safest cities, the most powerful military, the best trade deals, and we will dominate the frontiers of science, medicine, business, technology, and space. And I'm asking you to be excited about the future of our country again. I'm asking you to dream big again. We're going to dream big again. We haven't been dreaming big at all. This will be America's new golden age. It's going to happen quickly, too, very quickly. Every problem facing us can be solved, but now the fate of our nation is in your hands. Next Tuesday, you have to stand up and you have to tell Kamala Harris that you've done a terrible job, that crooked Joe Biden has done a terrible job. You've destroyed our country. We're not going to take it anymore. Kamala, you're fired. Get out. Get out. You're fired. Early voting is underway in every swing state, and we are setting all-time records. They're voting, I tell you what. I don't want to talk about it. But we have to keep it going. You got to get out and vote. We just have to get out. And who would have thought this was going to happen? We're leading in every swing state. But it doesn't mean a thing. It only means how are we doing at the end. So, look, we have 9 days from now. And we're going to defeat Kamala Harris, and we're going to win back the beautiful White House. And we're going to make America great again, and it's going to happen fast. Thank you. In less than 4 years, Kamala Harris has shattered our middle class. She cast the deciding votes that launched the worst inflation in the history of our country. She cost the typical American family over $3,000 in a short period, but over $30,000 over the last 3 years. She killed 50,000 manufacturing jobs this year alone. Now Kamala wants to raise the typical family taxes by nearly $3,000 a year and impose a 33% tax hike on all domestic production. If Kamala Harris gets 4 more years, our economy can never recover. If I win, we will quickly build the greatest economy in the history of the world. Which is what we had in our last term. We will rapidly defeat inflation, and we will very simply make America affordable again. We're going to make it affordable. I will massively cut taxes for workers and small businesses, and we will have no tax on tips. No tax on overtime, and no tax on Social Security benefits for our seniors. And I'm announcing a new policy today that I will support a tax credit for family caregivers who take care of a parent or a loved one. It's about time that they were recognized, right? They add so much to our country and are never spoken of, ever, 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 but they're going to be spoken of now. Thank you all very much. I'll also make interest on car loans fully tax deductible, but only for cars made in America. Have to be made in America. And we will achieve energy independence, and we will do something. We want it so badly. We're going to do something. You know what we're going to do? Front row Joes. You know, I got front row Joes here. I got the ladies from North Carolina, number 249. This is the 204, and they, you look so beautiful. We have a lot of people. They followed us, but we're going to do something. The ladies can tell you what we're going to do. We're going to drill a baby drill. And I will terminate the Green New Scam, and we'll cut your energy prices in half, 50%, within 1 year from January 20th. Is the fake news hearing that? Whoa! Look how much. Wow, that's a lot of fake news. That is a lot of fake news. Look at that. Wow. That's got to be a record, Mr. Speaker. I think that's a record. That is a lot of fakers back there. To bring back millions of jobs, we will give our companies the lowest taxes, the lowest energy costs, the lowest regulatory burdens, and free access to the best and biggest market on the planet. Remember this. If we keep going like this, we won't have the biggest and the best. We won't have a market. We won't have a country. But only for those who make their product here in the USA and hire American workers for the job. And if these companies don't make their products here, then they will pay a very stiff tariff when they send their products into the United States for the privilege of competing with our workers and our now protected companies. We're going to protect our companies. They're not leaving anymore. They're not leaving anymore. We're also going to pass the Trump Reciprocal Trade Act, meaning if China or any other country charges us 100 or 200% tax or tariff, we will then charge them a 100 or 200% tax or tariff. It's called an eye for an eye. And I will never apologize for defending America. I will protect our workers. I will protect our jobs. I will protect our borders. I will protect our great families. And I will protect the birthright of our children to live in the richest and most powerful nation on the face of the earth. As we rescue our economy, I will also restore our borders. There's never been anything like it. It's bigger than inflation. It's bigger than the economy. What they're doing to our country, they're allowing criminals from all over the world to enter our country. Over the past 4 years, Kamala Harris has orchestrated the most egregious betrayal that any leader in American history has ever inflicted upon our people. She has violated her oath, eradicated our sovereign border, and unleashed an army of migrant gangs who are waging a campaign of violence and terror against our citizens. There has never been anything like it anywhere in the world for any country. Kamala has imported criminal migrants from prisons and jails, insane asylums and mental institutions from all around the world, from Venezuela to the Congo. A lot of people are coming from the Congo prisons. They're coming from all over the world. Over the last month, 181 countries violated our laws. And she has resettled them into your communities to prey upon innocent American citizens. But the day I take the oath of office, the migrant invasion of our country ends and the restoration of our country begins. One of the deadliest and most vicious migrant gangs that Kamala has imported into our country is the savage Venezuelan prison gang. Nice group of people. They got together in prison, the worst prison in the world, they say. It's called Tren de Aragua. And that is taking over apartment complexes and unleashing a violent killing spree all over America, especially in Aurora, Colorado, where we have a governor who's petrified of them, and maybe he should be. But now they've even taken over Times Square. Take a look.
Borders, deadly consequences.
Border crisis. Record high crossings are putting a strain on cities across America.
It is a full-blown invasion.
Armed Venezuelan gang members storming an apartment complex in Aurora, Colorado.
And when people talk about migrant crime, this is what they're talking about.
San Antonio, Texas, just one of the latest cities to have apartment complexes taken over by members of the Venezuelan gang.
Biden and Harris had created a program to bring them in under humanitarian parole.
I am in favor of saying that we're not going to treat people who are undocumented cross borders criminals.
More than 13,000 illegal immigrants convicted of murder have been released into the United States.
My 20-year-old daughter, Kayla Hamilton, was murdered in her own room. Kayla's murderer was apprehended by Border Patrol crossing illegally into the U.S.
Kayla's murderer had been improperly released into the United States.
Abolish ICE.
Yeah, we need to probably think about starting from scratch.
More than a dozen people suspected of being Tren de Aragua gang members right here in San Antonio.
The gang members had been terrorizing the apartment complex.
New details in the murder of Lake and Riley.
The illegal immigrant suspect, who cops say committed the heinous murder, is a Venezuelan national.
And was paroled and released into the country by the Biden administration.
If they'd all been properly vetted, that probably wouldn't have happened.
Two men investigators say are in the country illegally from Venezuela are charged with capital murder in the death of Jocelyn Nungaray.
Martinez and Angel wrapped his arms around Jocelyn's neck, took off her pants, and climbed on top of her, later strangled Jocelyn to death and then tied up her hands and feet.
Court documents suggest a group of men arrested for beating and robbing a Dallas woman last month are members of a Venezuelan street gang.
The men threatened to cut off her fingers if she did not cooperate. Manuel Hernandez Hernandez was booked by Colleyville police just 2 days earlier and released the day before the robbery.
A Peruvian gang leader who is wanted for 23 murders. He was arrested by Border Patrol near Roma, Texas, then released into America.
That's who we're allowing into our country. We're not going to have a country any longer. That's who we're allowing in. The United States is now an occupied country, but it will soon be an occupied country no longer. Not going to be happening. Not going to be happening. November 5th, 2024, 9 days from now, will be Liberation Day in America. It's going to be Liberation Day. On day one, I will launch the largest deportation program in American history to get the criminals out. I will rescue every city and town that has been invaded and conquered, and we will put these vicious and bloodthirsty criminals in jail. I'm going to kick them the hell out of our country as fast as possible. And to expedite removals of Trende Aragua and other savage gangs like MS-13, which is equally vicious, I will invoke the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. Think of that. That's how far back. That's when they had law and order. They had some tough ones. Think of the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. You hear that, Mr. Speaker? Get ready. To target and dismantle every migrant criminal network operating on American soil. And there are lots of them. We don't have the same country anymore. You know that. And, you know, when you look at the polls and they say about the economy and they have all these different things, the worst nightmare that we're facing is what they've done to us on our borders. We had the safest border in the world. In fact, there's a chart, which I hope they have, because I didn't tell them I wanted it. But there's a chart that I love very much, because I wouldn't be here without it. That's it. I love it. I'm in love with it. I love that chart. Even if it had bad numbers, I would have loved that chart, but it doesn't. It has great numbers. And if you look at the arrow on the bottom, you'll see that was the day I left office. That was the lowest illegal immigration that we've ever had in recorded history, the recorded history of our country. And then look at it. It was like an Elon Musk rocket ship. Look at what happens. Look at what happened after that. And if they come back into our country, it's an automatic 10 years in jail with no possibility of parole. And I'm hereby calling for the death penalty for any migrant that kills an American citizen or a law enforcement officer. Under Kamala, America is a sanctuary for criminals and for illegal aliens that are in our country illegally. I will immediately ban all sanctuary cities in the United States. Kamala's gross incompetence disqualifies her from being president of the United States of America. She is grossly incompetent. All you have to do is look at her interviews. Look at what she did the other night on fake news CNN. Just take a look. She couldn't answer a question. She's unfit for office. Everyone knows it. No one respects her. No one trusts her. No one takes her seriously. Everyone knows she is a very low IQ individual. From humiliating our country in Afghanistan to the war in Ukraine to the nightmare on our border to her inflation catastrophe, all done in conjunction with Sleepy Joe. But he was largely sleeping, wasn't he? After 4 o'clock, it's time to go to bed. To his and her egregious hurricane response, the worst response in North Carolina and other states since Katrina, but I think it was even worse than Katrina. They haven't even responded in North Carolina. They haven't even responded. There's nobody. They don't see any FEMA. You know why? They spent their money on bringing in illegal migrants, so they didn't have money for Georgia and North Carolina and Alabama and Tennessee and Florida and South Carolina. They didn't have any money for them. They spent all of their money on bringing in illegal immigrants and flying them in by beautiful jet planes. They flew in. We just found out about a year and a half ago. Remember, we said, what's going on? Those planes, there are a lot of planes going over there. What are they? They would fly them into the middle of our country, our beautiful, beautiful country. And you know what happened? You take a look at Springfield, Ohio. Think of this. Where 30,000 illegal migrants were put into a town of 50,000 people. No place can withstand that. Or take a look at Aurora in Colorado. Colorado is going to vote for us. You know why? Typically, they go a little bit the other way. Of course, with their voting system, I'm not so sure about that. But you know why? Because they tried to throw the leading candidate of both parties, meaning me, I was leading both parties, off the ballot. And the people of Colorado, including Democrats, are very angry about it. They are a threat to democracy, to use their term. Isn't it nice to have somebody that's your president that doesn't need a teleprompter? We haven't been on teleprompter for a long time. I haven't been on this teleprompter. No, it is nice. You saw the other day where Kamala got a little stuck on the teleprompter, went a little bad. It stopped on her. You have to be, you know, if you're a politician, you have to be able to handle that. Remember? You have to do the weave, he says. Got to do the weave. You got to do more than the weave. But it happens a lot as a politician. It happens. I mean, we have so many politicians here, great ones. Really great, because some are not so good, but great ones. And when Newt or when the Speaker or when Tommy Tuberville, who's here someplace, the great senator from Alabama, or when any one of our literally 75... By the way, should I introduce all of them by name? I should. Should I? No? Yes? I don't know. It's a lot. Speaker, should I? I don't know. Will they be angry? Yeah, they will. It's a lot of introducing, right? Let's keep going with the speech, huh? But, you know, when you have a... when you're in this profession, I have a friend who wanted to come in. I said, what's your... You like speaking? Well, I do, but I have a great fear of speaking. I said, don't be a politician. If you have a fear of speaking, don't be a politician. But one thing you have to know is that no matter how good your people are that operate this machinery, it's going to break, and you're going to be out there all by yourself a lot, and you got to be able to do so. 3 weeks ago, she was saying there was only 32 days left, right? And she's reading it like, ah. Oh. It's 32 days, and it stopped. And she went, this 32 days. 32. 32. And I was watching. I said, this isn't pretty. 32. She was gone. And then, damn it, it kicked back on. She was gone. We've had it. It happens a lot. And don't forget, you got all those people back there. Now, they don't talk about her. But if that ever happened, it happens all the time. I was campaigning in Ohio for a very, very Bernie Moreno. He's doing a good job. I think he's maybe going to win in Ohio. The problem, he's got his opponent, Brown, Sherrod Brown. He's taking ads in like he's my best friend. He never votes for me. He's not my best friend. Ohio's been very friendly to Trump. We win it all the time by a landslide. But the opponent is taking ads. I got four of them. I think we have four of them, right? They're taking ads. All of a sudden, they love Trump. We agree with Trump on tariffs. We agree with Trump on the border. We love Trump. And they're Democrats. Their friends calling up. Did they switch to the Republican Party? But it happened with Bernie Moreno. I was in Ohio to try and get him over the initial primary hump. And it was 45-mile-an-hour winds, and these suckers were blowing like, you ever try reading a teleprompter where it's moving about 2 feet in each? But I didn't have to worry about that, because even worse, they ended up blowing off the stage a lot of it. So I'm now in the first sentence, and I got 28,000 people and millions of people watching on television. I got no teleprompter. And did I do a good job, Mr. Speaker? And he won. And he won, huh? Thank you, Matt. And he won. And so you're up there all alone. We don't go 32, 32, 32. Oh, my God, whatever. Kamala Harris is a train wreck who has destroyed everything in her path. To make her president would be a gamble with the lives of millions and millions of people. She would get us into World War III. We're very close to World War III. If you don't have a smart president, if you don't have a president that gets it, if you don't have a president that is respected by the other side, and they did respect us 4 years ago, they really respected us. Iran was broke. They had no money. Russia wouldn't have played with us at all. Russia would have never gone into Ukraine. Israel, October 7th, would never, ever have happened. Would have never have happened. All those people would be alive right now. Those people that were killed on that horrible day. But if you don't have a president that gets it, you know what else you wouldn't have had? You wouldn't have had that, the most embarrassing day in the history of our country, in my opinion. Afghanistan, the way they, not that they got out, we were getting out, but we were going to get out with dignity and strength. We got out an embarrassment, the likes of which this country has never suffered. And because of that, Putin looked at us and they probably figured we were a paper tiger. And he went into Ukraine, and the rest is history. It would have never happened with us. And you wouldn't have had any inflation. You know, we had the best economy, but we had no inflation. And inflation has destroyed a lot of seniors on fixed income, and a lot of people in this room have been virtually destroyed by inflation. You wouldn't have had inflation. They screwed up our energy, and it went up so much. And then they started spending far too much money on things like the Green New Scam, which is just a scam, just a complete scam. They actually admitted that, if you think about it. But she would get us into World War III because she's incompetent. Can't do the job, unfit for it, and then all of your sons and daughters will end up getting a little notice. They'll say, Mom, Dad, what is this little green piece of paper? Ay, 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 darling, that's a draft notice. They're drafting you to go and fight in some country that I've never heard this country. I've never heard of this country before. Oh, no, I don't want my baby to fight. I don't want my baby to be killed. What they did in Afghanistan with those 13 great soldiers, I've gotten to know the parents so well, and leaving all of that equipment behind and leaving Americans behind, and many, many people with no legs and no arms, all because of incompetent people. But we don't want your sons and daughters to get a little draft notice and you have to explain to them what it means. We're tired of fighting. I'm the only president in the last 84 years that didn't start a war. Remember Crooked Hillary? Remember crooked Hillary Clinton? Crooked Hillary, oh, she was a beauty. During one of our many debates, she said, look at him, listen to him. He's going to start a war. Listen to his rhetoric. He's going to start a war. I said, no, no, no. My rhetoric is going to keep us out of wars. And that's what happened. 82 years, other than I finished off ISIS, but that was already started. We had stupid generals like Milley and Mattis, weak, stupid people. But fear not, we have great generals, just not the ones that you see on television all the time. And we wiped them out very quickly. It was going to take 5 years. Mattis said it would take 5 years, and I'm not sure we could do it. It took us like 4 weeks. We have great generals. We have the greatest military in the world. Just a lot of people don't know that. And everybody knows it, but, you know, I saw the other day a report that they issued that if we end up in a war with China, we cannot win. We're not strong enough. So I said to myself, assuming that's true, how stupid are you to put out a report like that? How stupid. Why would you put out a report? Then they'll say, oh, Trump is not truthful. No, I'm smart. You don't put out reports like that. And it's not true. We would kick their ass. It's not true. Our enemies are laughing at her. They want her to win so badly. Oh, they don't want Trump. They don't want Trump. I've made this position a very dangerous one because of that. That's why. It's a very dangerous. You know, if you drive a race car, you have 1/10 of 1% chance of dying. If you ride the bulls, I think the bulls are pretty nasty, right? You have about the same 1/10 of 1% of dying. If you become president of the United States, you got a hell of a shot at dying. I never knew that when I ran. I never thought about it, but here we are. Here we are. And I'm okay with it. And I would rather be here than any place in the world. It's called a very dangerous profession. But if we win, our enemies won't be laughing anymore. They're not going to be laughing. And you know what? The truth is, I got along with all of them. I got along with Putin. Ukraine was the apple of his eye. But I said, Vladimir, don't go in. Remember, I ended the pipeline in Europe. I ended the pipeline in Europe. And then when Biden came in, he approved it. But he ended the Keystone pipeline, the one in America. So he got it a little mixed up, didn't he, huh? Nord Stream 2, I said, we're ending Nord Stream 2. Everybody said, what is Nord Stream 2? I said, that's the massive Russian pipeline where they're going to make a fortune, where they're going to Germany and all countries in Europe. So I said, you mean we're fighting to help them with NATO and spending all of that money, and they're paying the person and the group that we're fighting billions of dollars a month? What the hell are we doing? I ended it. It was dead. And Biden came along and he approved it. Weak. Look, 30 years ago, he was not considered smart either. So now he's really not smart. If we win, America will be respected. And even if it's necessary, feared again. It's not the worst word. On issue after issue, Kamala broke it, but I will fix it. We're going to fix it. But we're just not running against Kamala. I think a lot of our politicians here tonight know this. She means nothing. She's purely a vessel. That's all she is. When you see her up there talking about the grass on my front lawn, I grew up in a middle-class neighborhood and I had grass on my front lawn. Yeah, but we're asking, what would you do to fix the country? And why didn't you do it yet? Almost 4 years. Why didn't you do this stuff? Now she's becoming more MAGA than those politicians I just told you about from the different states. She can't put two sentences together. She's just like, she's really just like, in many ways, crooked Joe Biden. And she never said to us, she never told us that Joe was not functioning properly. She should have. Because, you know, we're talking about the life of the most important country in the world. We need very smart people. We're running against something far bigger than Joe or Kamala and far more powerful than them, which is a massive, vicious, crooked, radical left machine that runs today's Democrat Party. They're just vessels. In fact, they're perfect vessels because they'll never give them a hard time. They'll do whatever they want. I know many of them. It's just this amorphous group of people. But they're smart and they're vicious. And we have to defeat them. And when I say the enemy from within, the other side goes crazy, becomes a sound. Oh, how can he say? No, they've done very bad things to this country. They are indeed the enemy from within. But this is who we're fighting. These are the people who are doing such harm to our country with their open border policies, record-setting inflation, Green New Scam, and everything else that they're doing. But we're not going to let it happen any longer. We're going to have the biggest victory in the history of our country on November 5th. It's going to be the biggest victory in history. We're going to make America great again, everybody. On top of it all, Kamala says she would not do one thing differently from Joe Biden, which is totally disqualifying. And you have to remember this. All of the mistakes he made, and you know what, maybe is the worst, but they're all so bad. Think of this. 325,000 children are missing, dead, sex slaves or slaves. They came through the open border and they're gone. Their parents will most likely never see them again, almost any of them. Think of the number, 325,000 children are missing or dead. Take a look at this, please.
Would you have done something differently than President Biden during the past 4 years?
There is not a thing that comes to mind.
I stood there on the tarmac watching you check your watch.
The chaotic and deadly U.S. evacuation from Afghanistan stunned Americans and the world and cost the lives of 13 U.S. soldiers.
Would you have done something differently?
There is not a thing that comes to mind.
More than 13,000 illegal immigrants convicted of murder have been caught at the border and then released into the United States.
An Afghan national is in custody today after being accused of plotting an election day terrorist attack. The suspect entered the U.S. on a special immigrant visa.
Gut-wrenching new details in the murder of Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley. The illegal immigrant suspect, who cops say committed the heinous murder, is a Venezuelan national who crossed the unsecured southern border back in 2022. Two men investigators say are in the country illegally from Venezuela, are charged with capital murder and the death of Jocelyn Mungarai.
A fifth illegal immigrant accused of attacking two New York City police officers over the weekend showed no remorse or regret.
Would you have done something differently?
There is not a thing that comes to mind.
Only 18% said the economy is in excellent or good condition.
U.S. inflation has hit a new 40-year high, increasing by 9.1% over the financial year.
Authorities saying Train Day Aragua, which has been linked with more than 100 criminal investigations here in the U.S., has now been found operating its criminal enterprise in apartment complexes.
Were you the last person in the room?
Yes.
So if you want to end this disaster, you got to get out and vote. Just go out and vote. You got to get out. We have to put it away. We're close. We're so close. You know, usually the Republicans are losing in the first week in the early voting. And we did something that has not been done. I don't think, Speaker, it's been done yet, but it's been done for us. We're leading every one of the swing states, all seven of them. So we usually get them from behind. Because Republicans like to vote on a thing called Election Day. You know, in the old days, we had election days. Today, we have election periods. They go on forever. And last time, they went beyond and start early, start late, do whatever the hell you want. You know, we got more votes in 2020 than any sitting president in history by millions. Okay. And we did great, obviously, in 2016 we won, but we did much better in 2020. But everything, nothing compares to what's happening. I mean, you have tens of thousands of people standing outside watching us on a television, and we love you out there. We love you. They're watching. But both of those great races, both of them, don't compare to what's happening now. In Florida, we took a massive lead. And all of these places, I mean, there's something happening that's really good. There's something happening that's really good. But let's close it out. Pretend you're 1 point down. Would everybody pretend? Let me just do a poll. Who has already voted? Who is going to vote? That's what I like. That would be better than the other way, if you've already voted. So I'd say 16, 17, maybe 20%, and we're leading. And most of you haven't voted, but you promise you're going to vote. Everybody promise? Robert, promise, promise? There's a lot of people in here. Well, the beauty is that, you know, a Republican likes to vote late, and they like to vote and make sure their vote's in the box, right? They want to vote. They just feel better about it. And so we had a lot of people voting, but really, that's the same. I do it in every event. I say, who's voted? For the last three events. Last night, it was at Penn State, a great place. I actually met, this is an amazing, the national championship wrestling team. Penn State won the national championship, but listen to this. 11 out of the last 13 years, even Jim Jordan would be impressed by that. You know, Jim Jordan is a great guy. He's a great wrestler, all-American wrestler, Jim. You can see it by the way he acts. You're not afraid of anything, right? And I looked at those guys, and they're rough as hell. I said, you may be the only people that can take Trendy Aragua in a fight. And it won't even be that easy for them. They're tough people. But it was great to meet that team, and those great champions, amazing, really, great champions. And we were packed at Penn State. We were packed. No matter where we go, we're packed. No matter where we go, because there's something happening. And the something happening is they want to take back their country. People want to take back their country. You love the country. I love the country. We want to take it back. I could be right now on the most beautiful beach in the world. I could be at Turnberry in Scotland. I own it. I could be anywhere. I got that greatest. I don't have to be here, but I would much rather be at Madison Square Garden with you. So we're thrilled to be joined today by an incredible group of patriots who are going to help us save our country, including our next Vice President J.D. Vance. And a man who was so incredible last week. I watched that rocket ship come down. I've never seen it. I told this story last night. I was on the phone with a very, very important person. And I'm talking to him, and I'm watching the television while I'm talking to this guy. He's boring as hell. And I said, wait a minute. I'm looking at the screen, and I see this rocket pouring the fire, the flames. It's all over the place. It was white a week ago, and now it's pitch black from the burning coming down at 10,000 miles an hour. It's coming down at a low. There he is. There is my, he's that great. You know what he was doing for the last week? Campaigning in Pennsylvania. He's a sweetheart, too. So I'm talking to this guy, very important guy, big, big guy. And I have the television screen on, and there's rockets coming down. I said, you know, it was pure, beautiful white when it left, but it's burned from the fire and the flame. And it is. And now I see it coming down like this. And it's like 20 stories tall or something. It's massive. And it's coming down. I say to the guy, hey, do me a favor, will you hold on a minute? Just hold on. I'll talk to you. This is like one of the most important people. I'm watching. Said, just hold on. I put the phone down. By the way, I never picked it up again. You know what these people are going to say? He's cognitively impaired. He's cognitively impaired. Oh, you don't think so? They're the worst. They are the worst. So I put it down, and I'm watching this rocket, and I see the engines. I said, oh, it's going to crash. No, because it was looking right next to a gantry. I guess they call it the gantry, whatever the hell they call it, the launching pad. And it's coming down at a bad angle, Elon. I wasn't happy. And I was a little worried. You might have been worried, too. I said, oh, no, it's not going to be good. And then all of a sudden, I saw the flame on the bottom left, and it was ripping. The flame was pouring out of that sucker, and it straightened it out like this. And it came down, and it landed, and then its two of these big, beautiful arms grabbed it, and they held it tight. And I said, I wasn't sure if it was a movie. I thought it might be one of these crazy movies. And I said, I got to call Elon. And I call him. I said, Elon, was that you? This is like about 4 minutes after. Was that you? Yep, that was me. I say, Elon, you're a genius. You are a genius. You are right. He is special. He is special. And you know what he wants more than anything else? For our country to be really well run, solidly run, to be run democratically, all the things that everybody in this room wants. And I mean, honestly, he left that pad and he went to Pennsylvania to campaign. Can you believe it? And I asked him a couple of questions. I said, Elon, let me ask you a question. Can Russia do that? No. Can China do that? No. Can anybody do that other than you? Nobody else can do it. Nobody else can do it. Pretty good. And he said, and they won't be able to for 10 years, you said, right? They won't be able to for 10 years. No, he's amazing. He's a great guy, too. He really is. Got to remember him. This is a piece of work. You know, we had a black hat, right? You saw him with a black hat at Butler. He was there, and it was beautiful. We had 101,000 people celebrating a great firefighter, a great guy, Corey. And Elon got up, and I didn't even know we made a black hat. I've never seen anybody wear it. I see the red hats all over the place, the white hats. I see all different, but I never saw black. But he liked the black. You know, he's a little different. It's a black hat with black letters, okay? It's called Understated. And I said, you like that hat? He said, I love that hat. I call it Dark MAGA. But you know that after that evening, that became our number one best-selling hat for that week. All I have to do is put something on him now. You're great. And thank you very much. Thank you very much. It's great. Thank you. And we also have somebody that is great and look, we're not going to let him go too crazy, Elon, with the oil and gas stuff. And, you know, because Robert F. Kennedy cares more about human beings and health and the environment than anybody. And he's going to be absolute. Having him is such a great honor. I've been friends of his for a long time. And I'm going to let him go wild on health. I'm going to let him go wild on the food. I'm going to let him go wild on medicines. The only thing I don't think I'm going to let him even get near is the liquid gold that we have under our feet. I don't know, Elon, he might not like liquid gold. It's oil and gas, sometimes referred to as oil and gas. J.D., I think we're going to have to keep him away from the oil and gas. What do you think, Howard? Yes? But where is Robert? He's around. He gave a beautiful speech. He's a great guy. He truly cares. I mean, he truly cares about this, and it's an honor. And we're also pleased to be joined by my beautiful wife. She's got the number one best-selling book in the whole universe, New York Times. Number one best-selling. Go out and buy one of her. It's a great book. It's a great. You know what? I was nervous when I read it. I said, I wonder if she said some bad stuff about me. I was very nervous. But she's great. Congratulations, honey. That's a big deal. Number one in the New York Times list. Now, if she's number one and her name is Trump on the New York Times list, that book definitely was number one. I guarantee you that. Thank you, honey. Great. And we have a fabulous, brilliant woman, top student at Yale Law School. They were both top students. They're going to have very smart kids. If you believe in that, I believe in it strongly. I would like to have their children because they are going to be smart. Yale Law School, top of the class, both of them. Usha Vance, thank you, Usha, for being here. Thank you. Thank you very much. With their two beautiful children. And my children here, Don and Eric and Tiffany, and along with Lara, Kimberly, and Michael, we have great people. We have Baron homies watching. That Baron is watching. He's the king of the internet. He's the king of the internet. Oh. Who was that? That's very nice. My sister Elizabeth is here. She's great. I don't know where she is, but she's great. And we love her. And Speaker Mike Johnson is here, and he's doing a great job. It's not easy when you have a majority of three. But he's done a great job, and he's going to continue to do a great job. And we like him. He's a terrific person. I watched him just totally decapitate a fake reporter on NBC Meet the Press, Meet the Fake Press. What he did to her was, I think that probably never, she'll never be the same. Nobody would know. Look at him. Such a nice-looking guy. Just that little beautiful face with the glasses. Got the little glasses. Everyone says, oh, he's so nice. He's such a nice person. He's not a nice person. He's not nice at all, right, Matt? But great job. We think he's great. And he's going to be around for a long time, I predict. We have a senator here who I love, Senator Tommy Tuberville. And he's from a great place, Alabama. I love Alabama. I'm up in Alabama by 49 points. 49 points. We're up by a lot in a lot of different places, but it's a great place. And thank you, Tommy. And all of our other great congressmen. We have so many if I ever named them. We're going to be up here a long time. So they're going to be angry. They won't speak to me for probably a month or so, but it'll calm down after that. Right, Matt Gaetz? It'll calm down. It'll calm down. But we have great, great people. And they're really doing a job, and we're going to turn this country around. You know, with me, we got to get the congressman elected, and we got to get the senators elected, because we can take the Senate pretty easily. And I think with our little secret, we're going to do really well with the House, right? Our little secret is having a big impact. He and I have a secret. We'll tell you what it is when the race is over. I also want to thank Jim Dolan and everyone at Madison Square Garden for an unbelievable, this is unbelievable. I've watched the Knicks and Rangers here, and what a location. You know, they tried to talk Jim out of this location. We're going to move you to the river. We're going to move you all over the place. And he's tough. He said, I don't know. They offered him all sorts of money. We're going to move Madison. It's a very prime location. We're going to move it to the river. Well, we're right on top of every train hub in the It's like the world or something right here. And he didn't like it that much, but he was offered a lot. Man, did he make a good decision. That would have been peanuts compared to the value. But there's no place like Madison Square Garden. Thank you very much to Jim and all of your people. But here are the facts. Kamala Harris is a radical left Marxist, rated even worse than crazy Bernie Sanders or Pocahontas. She destroyed our economy. She was an original creator of Defund the Police. Can you believe it? She was one of the originals for Defund the Police. And anybody who wants to defund our great police for even 1 week is not worthy of being president of the United States because that's where her thinking is. Kamala vowed to abolish ICE. You know, those tough people you've been looking up at the screen They're the ones that get them out of our country. I know a lot of people right in these rows. They're very tough. They don't want any part of it. They got to go in there, fist a-blazing to move them. You know, we had a case in Long Island where MS-13, one of the other really bad gangs, killed two young girls, 16 years old, walking to school. They didn't shoot them. They knifed them and they cut them into little pieces because it was so painful. Perfect young, beautiful girls were cut up into little pieces by knives. MS-13, they're animals. And you know who took care of it for us? ICE. ICE, they had no problem. Kamala wants to defund ICE. We're not defunding ICE, right? We're not defunding ICE. We're not even going to think about it. She's never going to get the chance. There's no way she becomes president. There's no way. Radical left lunatic who destroyed... She destroyed San Francisco. She destroyed, along with Gavin Newsom, the governor, who's the worst, one of the worst governors in the country. They destroyed California. And she's not going to get a chance to destroy our country any further. We're going to get it back fast. She wants to ban fracking. And as California Attorney General, she redefined child sex trafficking, assault with a deadly weapon, and rape of an unconscious person as a totally nonviolent crime. She pledged to confiscate your guns. Is there anybody in the room that would like to give up their gun to come? I had a feeling you might say that. And endorsed a total ban on handgun ownership. I don't think that's good. When a criminal crawls into your house at night, it would be nice to be able to at least have a chance, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be nice? She even called for free sex change operations on illegal aliens in detention at taxpayer expense. Think of it. At taxpayer, she said, they're caught, they're illegally detained, but if they want a sex change operation, she's all in favor. Now, she gave this stuff up about a year ago, a little more, because it didn't work. It wasn't working too well with the electorate. But she'll be back to it because that's where it is. She's a radical left person from San Francisco. She destroyed the place. But, you know, she lied about that, but she also lied about something very important. For years and years, she said she had a job at McDonald's. And the reason I went there last week, do you know that I got a call from Sundar, very smart guy at Google. He said, this is the most amazing thing. We've had just about more hits on this crazy McDonald's story. And I went there just to prove a little point. See, you never know how something's going to work out, Mr. VP, do you? But he called and he said, we've had more hits on McDonald's than I think he said anything we've ever had. But let's say it's close. And did anybody watch Joe Rogan recently? Good. So she lied about McDonald's. She lied about everything. She's got ads on saying Donald Trump is this. He's going to do this. He's going to do. It's the exact opposite what my policies are. She's got me doing this. He doesn't want to frack. No. I'm all for fracking. And I have been for one thing. I have been even the enemy. Because they are the enemy, what they've said, even that enemy, too, when they're really the enemy, they're the enemy of the people, the press. They said one thing about me that I consider a great compliment. They said, this guy is the most consistent person we've ever seen, because I've been against cars and car factories being taken out of Detroit and being taken out of our manufacturing of automobiles being taken out of our system, out of our country for years. I've been against all of the things that are happening and have happened. We stopped it, and now it's happening again. When you hear 50,000 manufacturing jobs lost in just a short period of time, but I've been the most consistent because we're going to bring our manufacturing back to the United States. It's all coming back, so get ready. Get ready. You're going to have your choice of great jobs. And on top of all this, Kamala tried to turn our military woke. So tonight, whether you are a Republican, Democrat, or independent, conservative, or liberal, I'm inviting you to join the greatest political movement in the history of our country. It's really it is. Do you know what's the greatest movement in the history of our country? I tell the story years ago. There's a guy, a great guy, older guy now, very old, but he was great. Conservative guy, Pat Buchanan, right? We know Pat Buchanan. He came in second in the New Hampshire primary, and for 45 years, he made an unbelievable career of it. He was a hot item. He was on every show. He came in second in one primary. We came in first in 50 primaries. We then had a great election that we won. We then had another great election that we did a hell of a lot better in. Bad things happened. We're not going to let that happen. COVID. They used COVID to cheat. But we then had an election. But now we have the election of, well, this will be, in my opinion, I have to say if, because, you know, there's always risks, I guess. But if we pull this off, this will be the biggest political event in the history of our country. Right? And we're building the biggest, broadest, most diverse coalition in American history, including union workers and Border Patrol agents. By the way, the Border Patrol gave me last week their complete and total endorsement. They said he's the greatest president in the history of the country, but we don't have to go that far. And they said there's never been anybody like him on the border. They said to him, the fake news said, has she ever called you? No. They didn't like that answer, by the way. Then they asked her, have you ever called? No, she never called. Almost 4 years, she never called, not once, the Border Patrol. And she was the border czar. She was in charge of the border. Think of it. 4 years, she never called. Now she's trying to say, well, I was really not the border. Whether she was the border czar or not, she was put in charge of the border by Sleepy Joe. And then he went to bed. He put her in charge, went to bed. She did the worst job on the border than anybody has done in the history of the world. There's never been a border like this in the world. And a third world country would fight people with sticks and stones to stop them from pouring into that country. And we let them just come right in. What a shame. What a shame. Police and firefighters also. We have every endorsement from virtually every sheriff's department, police department. I don't think they have one cop. They're looking for just one cop. Is there one? Well, it's not going to be in New York's finest. By the way, how good are the police outside? New York's finest. And you know what? I want to thank Mayor Adams, because Mayor Adams has been treated pretty badly. You know, when he said that this whole thing with the migrants coming into New York, this is just not sustainable. You know, we can't do it. We're trying to run a city. We got 100,000 migrants coming. We can't do it. It just can't do it. It's not feasible. It's not good. He said it very nicely. I said, well, he's going to be indicted by these lunatics for saying that. A year later, he got indicted. I think they upgraded his seat in an airplane. I had, that's a very serious charge. They've upgraded my seat a lot, too. I used to fly commercial. I don't fly it so much anymore. But they'd see me back there and, sure, would you like an upgrade? I don't know. Maybe it's something else. But I have to tell you, he's been really great. And he said that they shouldn't be calling Trump a dictator. Because it's not true. That's nice. That was nice. Very nice. So we want to thank Mayor Adams for going through a hard time with these people. These are lunatics, by the way. They've weaponized the Justice Department against their political opponent. I am under investigation more than the great, late Alphonse Capone. My father's looking down on me right now. He's a tough guy, but he was, like, legit. And I know my mother's in heaven. I'm not 100% sure of my father, but it's close. But he's looking down at me right now. And he's saying, how the hell did this happen to my son? He's not a bad person. I'm a good person. All we want to do is straighten out our country. But all of the veterans are with us, all of the steel workers. I saved our steel plants. And I don't like Japan buying U.S. steel. U.S. steel used to be like Elon Musk, like 70 years ago, the biggest, the best company in the world. You know that, Elon? You wouldn't know. He's too young to know. U.S. steel was the big baby. That was a big, I don't know. There's something nice about U.S. steel being the biggest as opposed to Google. You know, it's like a different kind of a company. But we sort of need steel in this country. Like, we're not going to go to war with me as your president. But if we, on the long shot that we do, we don't want to say we need steel. Can we get it from China? Or can we get it from someplace else? Could, you know, it's always a possibility. But I will tell you, you're not going to have a war with me, and you're not going to have a third world war with me. That I can tell you. But we need steel. And I would not approve U.S. steel being bought by Japan. I wouldn't do it. Just out of psychologically not good. We'll help them out, but I don't like it. We're seeing historic levels of support among our black population, Hispanic population, and our Asian population. Jews, Muslims, by the way, did anybody see what took place? I was with the Muslims yesterday in Michigan. And when the polls first came out, they had 100%. I had zero. And yesterday, I watched this anchor on CNN almost choke. She said, something's happening in Michigan. Big population, couple of 100,000, a lot of votes. Something's happening. The polls just came out. Trump is at 59. Kamala is at 8 with the Muslim population. They never saw anything like that, Eli. And these are people, by the way, they're great. They just want peace. They want to have peace. And it's great. So Jews and Muslims and Catholics and evangelicals and Mormons, and they're all joining our cause in large numbers, larger than anyone has ever seen in this country before, larger than they've ever seen in any country. And the Republican Party has really become the party of inclusion, and that's something very nice about that. And we're a big, powerful party, and they're losing it. They're really losing it. Together, we will lift America to glory beyond your wildest dreams. It's going to happen fast, too. So in conclusion, with your vote this November, we are going to fire Kamala, and we are going to save America. We will cut your taxes, end inflation, slash your prices, raise your wages, and bring thousands and thousands of factories back to America. We're even going to get Elon to bring that stuff back. We will build American, we will buy American, and we will hire American. I will end the war in Ukraine, which would have never happened if I were president. I will stop the chaos in the Middle East, and I will prevent World War III from happening. We will crush violent crime and give our police the support, protection, resources, and respect that they so dearly deserve. We will strengthen and modernize our military. I rebuilt our military in total, rebuilt all of our military, built 571 miles of wall, too. I took it out of the military because I couldn't get it from the people in Congress that should have given it to us. So I considered it an invasion. I said to a couple of generals, I said, congratulations, this is an invasion of our country. So I took it out of the military, had 9 lawsuits and won them all. We will build a massive defense shield, all made in the USA. We're going to build a beautiful dome over our country. And a lot of it's going to be made right here in New York. We will rebuild our cities, including our capital in Washington, D.C., which has become a very dangerous and badly managed place. We're going to make them safe, clean, and beautiful again. We will teach our children to love our country, to honor our history, and to always respect our great American flag. And as long as the Speaker of the House of Representatives is here, I would like to put forward a bill, because I watched 2 months ago as some very bad people, radical left people, by the way, nothing happened to them, in Washington, D.C., burned our American flags. They were burning flags. And I would like to suggest that we put in a bill, if you burn the American flag, 1 year in jail. We will get critical race theory and transgender insanity the hell out of our schools. And we will keep men out of women's sports. I will defend religious liberty, I will restore free speech, and I will defend the right to keep and bear arms. Our Second Amendment is under siege. After years of building up foreign nations, defending foreign borders, and protecting foreign lands, we are finally going to build up our country, defend our borders, and protect our citizens. It's called America First, and it's going to happen at levels never seen before. And I'll tell our friends, our allies, who sometimes treat us very badly, that it's about time we take care of ourselves. And we will stop the illegal immigration that's taking place at levels never seen before. We will stop it cold and once and for all. We will not be invaded. We will not be occupied. We will not be overrun. We will not be conquered. We will be a free and proud nation once again. Everyone will prosper. Every family will thrive. And every day will be filled with opportunity and hope. And very much so, it will be filled with the American dream. We're bringing back the American dream. And we're going to bring it back at the highest level that you've ever seen. But for that to happen, we must defeat Kamala Harris and stop her radical left agenda with a landslide that is too big to rig. So you need to get out and vote. Get your husband off the couch. The football game doesn't mean a damn thing. You got to get out and vote. Get up, Harry. Come on, Harry. Get up, Harry. Let's go. You're going to vote for the president, Harry. We're going to save our country. For the past 9 years, we have been fighting against the most sinister and corrupt forces on earth. With your vote in this election, you can show them once and for all that this nation does not belong to them. This nation belongs to you. It belongs to you. No city embodies the spirit, energy, and potential of the American people more than where we are gathered tonight. We want to win our country, but we also want to win New York and make it safe and strong and beautiful and affordable and vibrant again. And we're going to do that. And we'll work with the mayor and we'll work with the governor. We're going to do that. We're going to make it great. You know, when I left for Washington 8 years ago, we had a horrible mayor named de Blasio. He was a horrible, horrible. And things you could see, they weren't being properly done. But still, it was a place that people wanted to be and all. But since then, our federal government, what they've done to this place, what they've done to the state, and to force hundreds of thousands of really rough people into this beautiful, I call it a beautiful oasis. When I left, New York was the place you wanted to be, and now people just don't speak well of it. But we're gonna bring it back, and we're gonna bring it back strong. And I hope you go out and vote. You gotta vote. It would be such an honor to win New York. Hasn't been done in decades, hasn't been done in so long. It hasn't been done in so long. They all say, sir, you're wasting your money. I don't think so. Your crime is through the roof. Everything is through the roof. I remember during the debate, they said, no, sir, this stupid person named David Muir from ABC Fake News. He said, sir, crime is not through the roof. Crime is down. I said, no, it's not. I said, it's not down. It's up. It's down. I was like debating three people. At him, I had that person next to him who I never even heard of. But it turned out the following day, they released the stats, and crime was up 45%. And what a shame. What a shame. We really need a fair press in this country. If we have a fair press, that's going to be 50% of the battle of bringing it back. But this is the city where I was born and raised, and this is the town that taught me that Americans can do anything when they want to. So no matter our differences, when we work together, there is nothing that we cannot achieve. From New York to Las Vegas, from Philadelphia to Phoenix, from Chicago to Charlotte, from Atlanta to Detroit, this nation was built by generations of American patriots who gave everything they had for our rights, our future, and for our freedom. Through freezing cold winters and hot scorching summers, through storms and setbacks and conflicts and danger, our American ancestors pushed onward, marched forward, and overcame every single obstacle that stood in their way. Together they crossed the oceans, settled a continent, tamed the wilderness, laid down the railroads, raised up those mighty skyscrapers, built the highways, won two world wars, defeated fascism and communism, and launched American astronauts to the moon. It was hardworking patriots like you who built this country, and 9 days from now, it's hardworking patriots like you who are going to save our country. After all we have been through together, we stand on the verge of the four greatest years in the history of the USA. With your help from now until Election Day, we will restore America's promise, we will put America first, and we will take back the nation that we all love. We bleed the same blood, we share the same home, and we salute the same great American flag. We are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever back down. And we will never, ever, ever, ever surrender. Together we will fight, fight, fight. And we will win, win, win. We're going to win, win, win. November 5th will be the most important day in the history of our country. And together we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America healthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again.